Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're happy to have the director of a play coming up at Bishop's College School. We welcome Dan Ray, the director of the play called Dead Man's Cell Phone. So welcome, Dan.
Thank you, Maureen.
Now, this is a very interesting title. Tell us about the title of the play.
The title of the play gives away the entire premise, which is cleared up in the first 5 minutes of the play. But it's a story about a dead man and a cell phone and a well-meaning young lady who finds the cell phone and then tries to do the right thing, answering phone calls. It's kind of a reverse Christmas Carol, if you will, where you have a bad guy who learns how to do good things. In this one, we have a good person who learns that doing good things is not necessarily doing the right thing.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, how did you come up with this play?
Well, I'm the director. Mm-hmm. It's me that finds them and reads them, and that's one of the biggest jobs I have is reading lots and lots of different plays and trying to find one that is usable for a high school.
Okay.
This play was a Broadway show, and I like those because they're generally well written. Other plays we've done have largely been based on good writing, and I like a play that has at least a good idea, a good premise, something clever, that sort of thing. And this one fits nicely with the actors that we had this time.
Okay, so how many actors and actresses are in the play?
I've got six actors in this one. Five of them are brand new to the stage at BCS, and
okay.
They're doing very, very well. We have, I think in this show, we have more backstage people than we have onstage people. Generally, we build play sets and make things quite intricate. This play is a bit of a, because we're dealing with life and death and lies and things, there's kind of a slightly surreal quality to it. So we decided just to go with the basic black drape, which lends itself to flights of the imagination, shall we say, a little bit more than a normal set.
Okay.
So in that case, we have a lot of stage crew working very hard to bring things on and bring things off and that sort of thing.
That's interesting. Okay, and this is being put on by the Players Club of Bishop's College School. We're talking with Dan Ray, the director of the play coming up, Dead Man's Cell Phone. And that will be starting this Wednesday, November 25th. It has four showings going to Saturday, November 28th. So very interesting. Everybody has a cell phone. Well, most people do in this day and age. So we can all relate to, I guess, what happens if we lose our cell phone or if something happens to the person.
That's right. It's sort of one of those what-if plays. And the what-if is, you know, how much of our personality is locked up in our cell phone these days.
That's right, quite a bit, I think.
Well, that was the what if. So we're having fun having a look at that.
Okay, how long have you been working on this play?
The actors come to school. Well, this year it was a little bit later. In late September was when we started.
Okay.
And it's the end of November, so almost about 2 months. It's a pretty quick turnaround for the kids to audition and get cast and then start rehearsing.
Okay, do you work on it mostly every weekday?
We have about 10 hours of rehearsal a week.
Okay, that's cool.
When we're not away for breaks, long weekends or something.
Okay.
And so they work pretty hard at it, and it's not an easy thing for kids to do theater at BCS because it's such a busy school. So the kids are pretty dedicated. The ones that get involved in the theater, they genuinely love what they're doing. And they work pretty hard at it.
Okay, that's interesting. Have you directed some other plays, too, at BCS?
Yeah, I've been here for 14 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I think I'm up to around like 35 productions or something that we've done in one form or another.
Okay, that's a lot of experience. Have you had any actors or actresses from the plays go on to do something professional?
Well, my youngest son is in second year at Bishop's University Theater
okay.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've had students over about the last 10 years. They've gone on to shoot movies in the Toronto area, getting involved in theater in Vancouver. One young man is down studying theater in New York City. One young lady has been working professionally for the last couple of years. She, I was fortunate enough to see her in a play in Montreal in the summertime, and she's going to be doing another one in February at the Siegel Center, an imagining of the Anne Frank story about what if Anne Frank had survived. And she'll be performing with Sarah Farb, who is the actress who played Anne Frank in the Diary of Anne Frank last summer at Stratford. So she's working with some very good people.
That's really interesting. So definitely an inspiring, definitely a lot of them have gone on to professional work. It's really interesting.
There's an opportunity for kids to explore a passion while they're at BCS. And the kids that are in the play, they dedicate themselves to it. It's hard work, but they love it, and it's a chance to explore a side of them that they want to explore.
Definitely, and if nothing else, it builds a lot of self-confidence.
Well, one would hope.
Anything else you'd like to say before we close, Dan?
Well, I appreciate the interview and the chance to get the word out. We've got a pretty solid core of supporters in the Lennoxville area, and I certainly appreciate everybody coming out. The show Wednesday is a matinee, so it starts at 2:00.
Okay.
And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is at 7:30, and this is all right at BCS in the theater.
Okay.
And you can get your tickets by phoning Maureen at the BCS box office. Can I read the number out?
Certainly.
That number is 819-566-0227. And Maureen will answer the phone, and you can book your seats for the show then.
Okay, and I'm reading here they can also be purchased at the door?
They can be purchased at the door, too, but we do out. So it's good to have your tickets reserved in advance.
Okay.
You take a bit more of a chance if you wait to try to get them at the door.
Right. And how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $10 for students and $12 for adults.
Okay. Definitely a good price. So something not to be missed. Dead Man's Cell Phone at BCS. And that comes up this Wednesday, November 25th, and goes to Saturday, November 28th. Well, thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, Maureen.
All the best.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.